Shakira with a new addition to her family, plus Katy Perry might be relocating, and a whole lot of controversy surrounding Beyonce. Let's recap the week that was right now. Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Dodell checking in from New York here on The Ralphie Show. Andrew, we'll kick things off with future voice coach Shakira, who welcomed a beautiful baby into her life this past week. Tell me all about the baby.
He's a baby boy. His name is Milan, like the city in Italy. And he was born on Tuesday. She just tweeted a picture of little Milan wearing custom Nikes that actually have his name across the top of the shoe. Very cute.
And of course, also very possible when the father of the child, Shakira's partner, is a big-time soccer player overseas and probably has a pretty good partnership with Nike. But congratulations to the both of them. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Things progressing nicely still with Katy Perry and John Mayer to the point that they might be moving in together. But Andrew, John lives out in Montana now. You mean to tell me Katy's going to move to Montana with Mayer?
I don't know if they're going to move to Montana. I can't comment on that. But friends are saying that he's turned a new leaf in his life and really does want to move in with Katy. He's been at her side when she was performing at the inauguration. He's sort of become an ideal boyfriend, but she's still, as we recall, fresh off of her divorce, which was only last year, really.
Of course, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Dodell here on The Ralphie Show. They are calling it Star Spangled Banner Gate. Beyonce lip-syncing right in front of the president on Monday. Katy Perry wasn't lip-syncing at her inauguration performance, and again, she wasn't right out there in front of everyone on national TV. But Andrew, nonetheless, what are people saying about Beyonce's lip-syncing?
The nation was up in arms over this Beyonce lip-syncing controversy. Sources are saying from the Marine Corps that she had a last-minute pre-recording session, and of course it came out that she was lip-syncing. But I mean, at the end of the day, she sounded fantastic. But people are speculating whether or not she's going to lip-sync at the Super Bowl next weekend.
Right, and what it sounds hilarious, but if she lip-syncs again at the Super Bowl, despite her track record, you're going to have all these people now that come out and really question. It sounds funny just to say, but they're going to question whether Beyonce can sing live or not.
Well, absolutely. And even Aretha Franklin, who performed the Star-Spangled Banner 4 years ago, spoke out. She said that Beyonce should have performed it live.
And I agree with Aretha. You're in front of the president. You're on national TV, international audience. It's our nation's national. Yeah, you got to do it live. I'm sorry. Do it live. Yeah, she should have done it live. I would have written it. All right, recap of the week that was, of course, here on Friday, Life and Style Weekly, senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Thanks for the 411. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too, Ralphie. Thanks a lot.